What does it mean for America's soul to be at stake? You need to get this. We're not talking about politics as usual. This is not about what's comfortable, and it's definitely not about what's convenient. Today is a battleground, and we are fighting for the soul of this nation. If you think that this is just about checking a box, you've missed it already. Today, your vote is a weapon. Your faith is a weapon. And if you do not use them, you're handing this country over to the darkness without a fight. Stand up, because time to fight is now. Welcome to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host, Preacher Joe. And today, we're going to be ripping off the cover of what's really happening in this country. This is not just another election. This is not just red versus blue. This is spiritual warfare. And every single one of us is called to pick a side. You want to sit this one out? Fine, go ahead. But understand this. When you step back, you're letting the forces of darkness win. 2 Chronicles 7:14 lays it all out. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You think this is optional? Man, you got to think again. This is a call to action, folks. And if you're serious about your faith, then today's a day to answer your call. I want you to look around. No more silence, people. We are more divided, more angry, and more godless than ever. That this is just a natural progression. This is a setup, folks. The enemy is in the middle of it all, and he is making us think that it's just nothing but politics. If you do not see the spiritual warfare here, you must be blind. Ephesians 6:12 is as real as now as it ever was. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is not just about people arguing. This is a spiritual battleground, folks, and you're either a warrior or a coward. Make your choice, because today, I'm drawing that line. If this message hits too hard, don't just sit there. Get in the comments. Let's hear where you stand. Like, share, and bring other men of faith into this fight. This is not the time to be quiet. We need every warrior in this battle. This fight is way too big for passive believers. If you're with me, make it known right here, right now. It's time to reclaim our country. America's under siege, folks. Our country is in shambles. I'm not talking about little issues that'll blow over. I am talking about full-scale organized attack on every value that we hold dear. Truth, justice, freedom. These are not just ideas. They are the backbone of who we are as a nation. But look around. We've got division tearing us apart at every turn. We've got lies spreading like wildfire, twisting people's minds, fueling rage and confusion. Politicians, they're more interested in selling themselves than in standing for anything real. And you know what? You know what the Bible says about division and lies, right? You see, the enemy is the author of confusion. And he is having a field day. This election is a test, not just for our patience, but of our willingness to fight for what's right. Today is not about sitting back and hoping for the best, folks. It's about standing up and making sure that we do not lose what matters. So let's talk about the soul of America. What does that even mean? Come on, Preacher Joe, what's that mean? It's not some poetic nonsense, folks. It's real. And it's about the values that make this country worth fighting for. We are talking democracy, freedom, and justice. But if you think that those values are guaranteed, I want you to think again. Those things are under attack. The enemy is pushing us towards division, godlessness, and moral decay, hoping that we will not notice until it's too late. When we talk about America's soul, it's about whether we're willing to uphold these values when they are hardest to hold on to. You think freedom comes easy? You think justice just happens? No. Every generation before us fought to keep those ideas. And guess what? Today is our fight. You're either going to stand up for what's right or you're going to let darkness take over. This is about more than winning or losing, folks. Here's some real talk. Our people sit back and don't even bother voting, thinking their voice does not matter. But let me make this clear. Every time that you stay silent, you are letting someone else decide the future of this country. And make no mistake, the enemy is counting on your silence. There is a reason that there is all this noise and division, folks. It is to keep us from standing united. And let us talk about 2 Chronicles 7:14 again. If my people, not if the world, not if the politicians, but If my people, we are the ones called to stand in the gap, folks, to seek God, to fight for this land. This election is not just another Tuesday. It's a spiritual battleground. We are either choosing unity, faith, and justice, or we're giving up and letting division and chaos win. Hate to say this, folks, but America's soul hangs in the balance. This is it, men. This is about everything that makes America worth fighting for. If you're serious about your faith, if you believe in truth, then get it through your head. This is our moment. Our nation's soul is on the ballot today. And what we do now will echo for generations. This is not the time for passive beliefs. This is the time for warriors. Don't sit on the sidelines while everything that you claim to stand for goes up in flames. This fight needs you. Don't just listen and move on. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Share this video and bring every man that you know into this conversation. This is too damn important to ignore. If you're serious about being a man of faith, if you're done with the excuses, then join the fight. Make a stand and show the world that men of faith don't back down. Listen up, people. You're in a war whether you like it or not. Here's the reality. This is not a game. This is war. And every single one of us is on the battlefield. Ephesians 6 lays it out. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is not just about voting. It's about standing armored up, ready to face the darkness head on. The soul of America is in the balance, and the forces coming against us do not care about your comfort or your convenience. They want to destroy everything that we hold sacred. You say that you believe in God? Prove it. Stand for what's right. Vote with conviction and make it crystal clear that we are not going to roll over and let the darkness win. This is spiritual warfare, folks, and your vote is a weapon. Use it. Until next time, keep believing. Keep striving and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless. And remember, today, America's soul is on the lines. Stand up, fight back, and make sure your voice is heard. Semper Fi and Hoorah.